Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Today, we conclude our discussion on wealth and abundance. And I started the week talking about my brother Mark and my friend Tim, who are very, very generous people. And I made the argument that I believe generosity leads to wealth, because, or there's not that it leads to, but there's a strong correlation between the two. And on a Tuesday, we talked about the idea of hoarders, and hoarders are going the exact opposite direction. They actually stifle growth and they stifle wealth, because if everybody hoarded their money, our economy wouldn't work. It just wouldn't, because what makes capitalism work are people spending money on goods and services, and that money being spent can really produces jobs and opportunities for people that wouldn't be there otherwise. So by hoarding, you're really moving things in the opposite direction. If you stop buying everything, well, then that slows growth and ultimately brings it to a halt if everybody does the same thing. On Wednesday, we talked a little bit about the circulation law of prosperity, suggesting that what you give away comes back to you with dividends. And then yesterday we touched on the fact that there's always enough. It's so often we come from lack and there's fear that there's not going to be enough. And we hear it constantly. But the reality of it is there is enough. And you just have to believe there's enough. And if you feel as though there's just abundance everywhere, then that's what will ultimately manifest for you. You just have to get in the right mindset. You've got to stay motivated, right? By continuing to look for opportunities and to see things that you want to see, and just know that those things will work out for you. I'm not saying you can know it and it'll just happen. There's got to be some action involved. But when you combine all those things, you really increase the probability that there is not only enough, but there's abundance in life. And that leads me to today's point, which is to remove the ceiling that you have. Don't judge by yourself by where you are right now, and don't settle for where you are right now unless you're where you want to be. So if you want to make more, it doesn't mean that other people have to make less. There is enough to go around, and you don't have to take a bigger piece of the pie. You can ultimately grow the pie. And if you grow the pie, not only do you benefit, but you can take other people along for the ride. And at the end of the day, successful people understand this concept intuitively, and they refuse to acknowledge that financial ceiling. So really, the message here for today and for this week, if you want to become more abundant, be more generous. Not only can it help you from a financial standpoint and make your wallet bigger, it can also help you at a much, much deeper level as well. You'll feel better about yourself. If you become more generous, if you give of yourself to other people, that really nourishes you at your deepest level. And that's really what it's all about. If you know anyone that could benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, I just want you to think about this mindset of abundance, removing any ceilings you have for yourself, and really seeing the opportunities. As I suggested earlier, if you want to become more abundant, be more generous. It'll help your wallet and it'll help your soul.